From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a state of emergency in the wake of continued protest in a U.S. city. North Carolina's governor has declared a state of emergency in the city of Charlotte as protesters rallied for a second night Wednesday in response to the police killing of an African-American man. The night that began with peaceful demonstrations turned violent with clashes erupting between police and riot gear and protesters. Charlotte police say 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott was spotted getting out of a car with a gun Tuesday at an apartment complex where they arrived to serve a warrant on another person. The officer fired after Scott ignored warnings to drop the gun, they say, but Scott's family says he was instead carrying a book. Witnesses said he had his hands in the air. Police body cameras did capture the shooting, but the video has not been made public. This protester threw a bullhorn, asked why not.
Why don't you tell the police chief to release the videotape? They're killing and shooting us. Huh? They're shooting us. Where's the police? Where's the video? You got a brother lying in the street dead. Where's the damn video at?
The city government initially said someone was killed after being shot by another civilian last night, but later said that person was critically injured. Charlotte's police department said four officers were also hurt, none with life-threatening injuries. President Barack Obama spoke by phone Wednesday with the mayors of Charlotte and Tulsa, Oklahoma, where a white officer killed a black motorist last Friday. A lawyer for the Tulsa police officer who shot 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher said the officer feared for her life and fired when Crutcher reached through a window into his car. But Crutcher's family says video shows the window was closed and that he had his hands on the car to show he had no gun. This is VOA News. A U.S. military official says Islamic State is suspected of firing a rocket or artillery shell that landed on a military base in northern Iraq and may have contained a mustard agent. In remarks to reporters at the Pentagon, an official said no one was hurt in Tuesday's attack on the Qayyara West Air Base, but several hundred U.S. troops were on the base at the time. The official said the rocket fell within the security perimeter of the base, but called the attack militarily insignificant and said it had not affected operations of the mission in any way. The official said hundreds of U.S. troops are at the base, but would not give details. Qayyara West Base is being used as a staging area for Iraqi forces preparing an assault on Mosul, the northern city that has been an Islamic State stronghold for the past 2 years. If the deteriorating ceasefire in Syria is to be salvaged, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday warplanes must stop flying over key areas of the country, including places where humanitarian agencies are trying to deliver food and medicine.
So I believe that to restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft flying in those key areas in order to de-escalate the situation and give a chance for humanitarian assistance to flow unimpeded.
After flagrant violations of the Syrian ceasefire agreement forged earlier this month by the United States and Russia in particular, the deadly airstrike that destroyed an aid convoy on Monday, which the U.S. has blamed on Russia, Kerry said all sides in the conflict are at a moment of truth. Schools and businesses were forced to close in Puerto Rico Wednesday after a fire at a power plant left 1.5 million people in the dark. Officials say two powerful transmission lines at the Southern Power Plant, which serves most of the U.S. territory's 3.5 million residents, failed and caused a blackout that swept across the island. Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla called the blackout a very serious event. Padilla said the fire destroyed a system that provides power to about 30% of the island and caused 15 additional fires across the island as generators began to malfunction. No one was hurt in those fires. Puerto Rican authorities said they expect the power to be restored to most areas on Thursday. And Chinese officials are conceding mistakes in the smoothing over of a much-loved 700-year-old section of the Great Wall of China in the name of restoration. The widely mocked project involves an 8-kilometer unrestored section of the wall in which visitors are technically forbidden to tread. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.